Well, of course, the hearing set social media afire with the partisan divide in the hearing room reverberating through cyberspace. Let's get our weekly social media roundup with Femi Okay, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. And Femi, some of it's been ugly. There's been a lot of doxing, that leaking personal information online of some GOP senators on the Judiciary Committee. Christine Indeed. Blasey Ford, what are you seeing?
Well, doxing is a long word for docs or documents, and that's basically giving out people's personal information. It can be a kind of cyberbullying as well. So during the Kavanaugh hearing on Thursday, some Republican senators at the hearing had their Wikipedia pages altered, so personal information was added. They are public political figures. Some of their information was gained from their public websites, but some of it was private. Wikipedia has adjusted that. The senators involved, including Mike Lee, who's a Republican from Utah, Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, and also Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina. Perhaps in a more sinister sense, it was Professor Ford's information that was going around on Twitter still when she was talking about the kind of harassment that she was having to deal with at the hearing. Her personal information was also on Twitter. People were complaining. Twitter eventually removed some of those tweets, but they said it wasn't against their company policy for people to tweet information that was available publicly. Yeah. But a lot of that information is now offline. But people were saying, this is her home address, this is her office address, let's go and have a protest outside of her home or outside of her office.
Yeah. Well, look, and when you talk about the Wikipedia information being hacked, I just want to mention that Kavanaugh was asked about entry into his calendars of the Devil's Triangle. He said it was a drinking game.
Robin, you brought this up. I was avoiding this for taste and decency.
Well, but no, on my part. But just want to point out that, you know, the Urban Dictionary, of course, says that it's something else, that it's a sexual act between two men and a woman. But people hacked the Devil's Triangle definition to say a popular drinking game enjoyed by friends of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. So there are lots of that going on. But talk about the partisan divide. You know, people who are supporting Christine Blasey Ford use the hashtag #BelieveWomen, but others were using a #BackBread hashtag. Tell us about that.
Yeah, let me start with #BackBread. This is the nation, actually the world, who's on social media weighing in. They're watching the hearings and they're also weighing in on their opinions as well, obviously. #BackBread, let me give you an idea from what #BackBreaders are saying. Amu Allen says, these allegations should be thrown out now, leaving a mind who can remember what happened 35 years ago. It is easy for slight back then, and that can grow out of all of reality. So not a believer there at all in Professor Ford. And also says, #BackBread, because crocodile tears and a well-rehearsed story does not solve the problem. There was never a report and there is not a shred of evidence. Against that, legions and legions of women and men saying #BackBread, I believe. Mm-hmm. There are very distinct, very visual, incredibly iconic pictures of people with I believe on their hands and really getting behind Professor Ford. And it's almost as if we're back in the 60s having this feminist debate fiercely, but right now in 2018 across all the social media platforms.
Yeah. Look, we've only got about a minute, but there was a tweet that launched a headline. Elon Musk tweeted about possibly taking his company Tesla private. There was a rapper at his home at the time who said he was on drugs. Then he appeared on a radio talk show. He appeared to be using marijuana with the host. Well, his tweet has now launched a federal lawsuit. Just briefly, how are people reacting to that?
He's in so much trouble right now. And Elon Musk, and we've talked about him in our social segments over the months and the years. And he's been a hero of social. He's got an incredible number of followers and people listen to every word he tweets, which is probably why he landed himself in trouble. And now he's being vilified and people are making fun of him because of a tweet that was less than 140 characters.
Yeah. And if you have 22 million followers and you're running a $50 billion company, as Vox says, you probably don't want to tweet
what
out.
Tweet. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mean stuff.
Femi Okay, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English with a look at news filtered through social media. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin. Take care.
You too.